can't see the truck. Get the fuck out of the way. I can't see. There are cars there, motherfucker. Get out of the way.
The Church of Toby. I have been dreading pressing record on this thing. I've not been ready for it. Because I'm not quite sure how we're supposed to start it. A lot of shit has happened tonight. A lot of life lessons learned. I don't know, do you feel like you've grown at all?
Oh, not at all. Wait, what are we talking about?
A lot of... Dude, first of all, you got shushed. Dude. No, you didn't get shushed. You got told to put your phone up by a random dude behind you.
Dude, okay, I'm going to be honest. Like, at first, you know, like, it kind of did bother me. I'm not going to lie. I'm like, should I say something to this guy?
That was so weird. Because your phone wasn't even that bright.
Did he even say please? Or did he just say, hey... Turn your phone off.
I think he said, could you turn your phone off?
He didn't say, could you turn off your phone, please?
No.
Fuck that guy.
No manners.
Dude, I mean, like I said, at first, I was like, should I say something to him? I was contemplating, but, I mean, in the end, I'm like, all right, is he going to be waiting for me outside whenever?
That'd be such a... Imagine him just, like, following you, like, to the fuck...
Like,
just
hey, man,
following
you
outside.
You turn
hey,
off
I
your
saw.
Fucking phone.
I saw.
Yeah, I saw that you
I saw you
off,
on your
bitch.
Fucking. I saw you on your fucking phone. Give me your phone.
Give me your
give
phone.
Give me your phone.
Bitch.
You don't deserve it anymore.
It's like, damn, I didn't know it was that serious.
It's like, you remember the time we went to go see the second Ghost Rider?
I try to forget that.
And we were pissing everybody off because we were laughing at it.
Oh, yeah. Everyone's like, hey, this is a good movie. We're
yeah, people were upset. And I couldn't understand why they... Like, we're just like, so you people really don't see what we're watching right now. Like, this is insane.
Like, utter garbage, man. The first one, did we see the first one in theaters?
No. I saw the first one on YouTube.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Dude, that was way back when people would just upload entire movies on YouTube and you could watch them.
Yeah, I don't even remember if the first Ghost Rider, do you think it would hold up?
Like, if we watched it right now?
Yeah.
I do not think so.
Really?
I think it's...
I mean, I don't think it would be as bad as the second one was.
No, the second one... I think that's the first time I've ever walked out of a movie.
That... I think that's the only movie I've ever walked out
of. There are movies we should have.
Yeah, definitely. But that one, there was... It was a collective group decision. I think we all decided, okay, enough is enough. Like,
when the devil was like, I give you the power of decay.
He's like, nope, I'm out. Like, fuck it.
I was like, I cannot believe. He gave him the power of decay.
Dude, we took that, that was your birthday, for your birthday.
Yeah.
Man. That was a weird fucking movie to see for your birthday. Like, I didn't even know we were that big of a Ghost Rider fan.
Yeah.
I think we liked the first one okay.
And it was already an awkward vibe going up there because... Alex Brown and Drew Brown came over because they thought they were going to be girls, and when they found out it was just a bunch of guys, they're like, alright man, we'll see you later.
Wait,
and they left before the fucking movie.
I don't remember them showing up.
No, they did. They stopped by and said, hey, here's a little present for you, Tim. They looked around to see that it was just dudes. They're like, alright, we'll see you later.
Well, I mean, honestly, they probably didn't miss too much. I mean, because that was
me trying to
just
throw
terrible.
Speak as we were talking before about you, the times you chilled at my house while we were gone. Every time I have tried to throw a party at my house, it always seems a little sad.
Wait, why do you say that?
It always just seems a little like, woo, we're here.
I don't know, we had that one party here whenever you had to move all your shit into your mom's room.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that was actually pretty good.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know.
That was when I had it to myself for the spring break, a week.
I think so.
Something
it was
like
either
that.
A weekend or a week. But, I mean, that was a good turnout.
We called him the Paul Walker.
The Paul Walker. You had, like, a picture or, like, a Photoshop. What was it? Like a...
It was a fucking luchador mask. It was just a demon luchador mask.
It wasn't even Paul Walker's face.
Paul
I thought
face.
For some reason you had like
and
a
we just called him Paul.
Picture of Paul Walker.
If you had to walk under the door, you had to kiss. I made everybody do this. You had to kiss your hand and say, Paul. And
just like, hey, get back here and kiss Paul.
Yeah. Dude, we had fucking rules. We had party fouls.
I still can't believe you bothered to move all of that shit for nothing.
Basically. I was really paranoid.
And then you just ended up telling your mom anyways, like, yeah, I don't feel like fucking moving it.
The whole plan was I had moved everything to the point where, like, nothing could break.
Yeah.
But it was definitely, like, everything was weirdly just, like, organized in my parents' room. And then the whole plan was, like, to just put it back to normal. Like, I see nothing happen. But then the day of where it was time to clean up, I was just like, man, I'm just gonna tell my mom that I had parties here.
Like, you were just like, I don't really feel like going through the trouble of putting everything back.
My mom was oddly so stressed about her china.
Really?
Just freaking out. I was like, oh, okay, well, is everything here? Okay, nothing's broken? You promised nothing's broken? Okay, well, let's just put it back. Everything's fine. Let's just put it back.
Oh, my.
Don't worry about it. Let's just go. Let's
oh,
just
my
go.
God. Imagine if you actually did break stuff. China.
What is it with grown women and... It's not even like plates anyone ever uses. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What is the significance of that?
I don't know, but it really seemed to mean something to her.
Yeah, to a lot of old white women. It's the fancy place. We secure the plates.
I don't know. My mother's just, like, obsessed with, like, flowers and gardening and really? Shit like that. Yeah. I mean...
I guess every mom has their obsessive...
Yeah, I think so. Like...
That's how moms survive raising us shitheads.
They all they have to form they gotta have their own disorders. Thing. Yes,
mild disorders. They gotta have mild addictions.
It's like, this is for me. God damn it. Okay, let me enjoy this.
Let me play with my flowers. Like, whoa, what?
Like, this is my fucking china. Okay.
Some nights I'll just be sleeping and I'll hear my mom just squeeze, squeeze, just polishing it.
It's like, it's okay. It's okay. Okay. Everything's it's okay. Everything's okay.
And I, you know, she says that she loves me, but every once in a while she'll give me a look like, I fucking remember that.
She's like, I will always fucking
remember
that.
I will remember when you messed with my china.
Oh my God, dude.
The only lights I had was like a small, like foot long string of Christmas lights, and I plugged it in and hung it up on the wall. I'm like, yay!
Party!
Party!
Man, no, it is crazy. Like all the times that when you went off, like I invited people over here.
Yeah.
And as soon as you would come back, she's like, all right, let's get this party started.
I would run up like, yo, it's time to party. And it would
just be me. I'm like,
everyone's fucking
gone. Well, what's up, dude? All right, well, I'm probably about to leave. So.
I'll see you later. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's been great, like, getting fucked up at your house this past week.
By the way, we got Baron drunk. Oh, by the way, fucking Cody.
By the way, there's, like, 5 Baron shit piles in the back. They're, like, fucking huge. It almost doesn't even look like a dog shit.
Oh, and by the way, fucking Cody spilled beer all of your Superior Spider-Man comics.
Oh, my God, dude, I forgot about that.
I was like, what? You guys tried to hide that shit
in
the trunk of my car.
We did. And Shane kept on drinking your dad's beer, and we would buy replacement beers, and he would drink those. And then he almost drank the replacement beers. It's like, damn it, Shane. We can't keep him going back to the store.
What an animal.
We had that whole fucking pyramid. Or whatever, just on the stairwell, dude.
Like, it was just a giant pyramid of beers?
Yeah, just, like, fucking beer cans.
Damn.
But I don't even think that... No, that was from all the different times I stayed at your house. Just collecting.
Damn.
No. I definitely made sure I got rid of all of that shit before your mom came back.
Did you?
I know I did, and I was always sketched out because... especially after the last time your mom never asked me to watch the house again. And I always thought it's because she found something. But she would never confront me. And so,
what would she find, Tyler? What would you have left? A dirty condom? Some crack?
A dirty condom filled with crack?
A dirty condom filled with crack. You just hear upstairs my mom goes, oh
my God.
The monster!
Oh, Lord.
Save me, Jesus!
It's like, oh God, she found it.
She got found it.
Shit!
Tyler, how many dirty condoms filled with crap do you have?
Tim, a lot.
It's kind of my thing.
Oh my God, dude. I really do think... But see, your mom's the type, she would never be one to confront me about it.
No.
It's always just that unspoken like awkward. Yeah, like I know what you did, yeah. but I'm never going to confront you about it.
You dismantled my China look.
Yes,
you
get. That I did. Like I'm just like I'll never fucking forget.
Well, she's inside.
Dude, no, your dogs.
Well, how awkward would that be? To take the joke that far. I'm just like, Mom, do you have a problem with Tyler Jackson? We have this on audio right now. We're recording you. What's your fucking deal, lady?
Oh, my God, dude. Dude, your dogs would probably try to fucking kill you. Or kill me.
God. Chihuahuas, man. Every dude, last one of them.
Fucking bitches.
Evil, evil sons
evil
of bitches.
Evil sons of bitches, man. And what are they called? What are they named again?
Bella. And Nyla.
Okay, yeah, Nyla is the bitch.
Nyla is crazy. Dude, Nyla is insane.
Like I said, Nyla, while trying to attack me, ended up then attacking Bella.
She attacks anybody.
For no fucking reason.
She attacks anybody like in her sight.
She
attacks Mom sometimes.
She was heading straight towards me, and then all of a sudden she just turned left and started, bitch, I'll fucking fight you,
Bella,
dude.
Bella was in her path of destruction.
Yeah, just get the fuck away.
Dude, she is insane, bro.
Like, dude, I mean, y'all might have to...
It keeps shit interesting, man.
I mean... Yeah.
No, Nyla's a scumbag.
Yeah. I was going to say, do you, like, really hate?
No, I love Nyla. She's good to me. I mean, she's insane, but...
Oh, okay. I didn't know if there was, like, you know, one that you liked and one that you kind of wish you could just, you know, make it disappear.
I definitely prefer Bella more.
Yeah.
And you know what? Nyla knows that, and it shows.
She gets fucking jealous.
She gets jealous, and she gets fucking, like, damn.
That's why she's so fucking crazy, man.
Yeah. I neglect her.
You probably should. She's a crazy bitch.
Well, here's the thing. And here's the question philosophers have been asking for many thousands of years.
Thousands. Okay.
Am I not talking to her because she's crazy? Or is she crazy because I'm not talking to her?
Shit, man.
Godzilla.
Godzilla!
Okay, so what'd you think about that? That's where we just got back from, by the way. Godzilla, King of the Monsters.
It was all right.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't terrible. It wasn't really that good.
Really, really boring parts.
Yeah, dude. I mean, I don't know what it is with these Godzilla movies that they, like, there's like 70 or 80% human stuff and like 20% Godzilla. And it's so boring.
It sucks.
The characters are boring. They're unlikable. They just fucking suck.
Who told Hollywood that
give a shit about people. Yeah, we want to see fucking...
Yeah. Just give me the point of view from Godzilla the entire time and just have him crushing shit.
And, like, it's like, I don't want to see these characters talking. I want to see these characters dying.
Yeah.
Because we hate them. Pretty insufferable.
Yeah.
To be honest.
And, you know, I really personally didn't understand the movie that much because I had never seen the first one.
Yeah, well, see...
How about that?
Well, see, you know, Tim, you need to go back and watch the other ones for you to get the complete understanding, you know, of the whole story. Because then you're going to
have stuff
missing.
Tyler, I had planned to see the first one.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know what happened?
What happened, man?
You went to go see it with someone else.
Wait, who did I see it with?
Marty.
No, I didn't.
Marty and Mouse.
Did I?
Yeah.
Holy shit. Why didn't you go, though?
Because nobody told me.
Wait, no, that's bullshit. You couldn't go.
Oh, I think you're right.
Yeah, it wasn't just because I was like, all right, fuck him. I'm going to see Godzilla without him.
But you betrayed me.
I could have waited, I guess. So I will own up to that. But, I mean... He wasn't really missing much, man. I mean, they were both kind of mediocre, to be honest.
We also didn't see Civil War together. I was really bummed about that.
That's your fault.
But it was
that was on you.
It was on me. Was it?
Yeah. You were, wait, where were you at? Were you in Washington?
I was in Washington, D.C., and
watched... What did you do in Washington, D.C.?
We just visited some of my mom's friends from high school.
Oh, okay.
It was weird...
That's okay. That is a very fucking random trip for you to go on.
Yeah.
But hey, you got to go to Washington.
We flew. I got to get drunk around my mom.
Sweet.
It's crazy. And then I got to see Civil War in a Washington, D.C.
by yourself.
With my mom.
Which is cool.
Which is great.
And I love her.
Wow. What else happened? What else,
Honestly, I have nothing else to say to you right now.
Wow, we really talked ourselves out of it.
Yeah, no, I'm just, you know, really fucking stoned.
So do you think that the King Kong and Godzilla franchise will do anything?
I don't really see it going anywhere past Godzilla versus Kong. I mean, I don't know where else it could go. I mean, Godzilla's pretty much unstoppable.
What other monster movies could they bring in? There's not that many.
No, not that I know.
Creature from the Black Lagoon?
George Clooney?
George Clooney. What?
George Clooney, yeah. Yeah, he's supposed to be the next one.
Man, The Mummy just created and shitted a cinematic franchise.
Oh my god, what's bad is they tried twice, and they failed both times, dude.
What was the other try? I think it was
Dracula.
The Dracula 2000?
What was it called? It was called Dracula something.
I think it was Dracula 3000.
No, it was like it was a name.
Dracula Reborn.
Something stupid. Yeah. Anyways, but they tried with that, and it was loosely connected to the other ones, but then they kind of forgot about it, and like, all right, well, then we'll try again with The Mummy. Let's put a bigger name out there for people. Tom Cruise. Everyone loves Tom Cruise, and it completely fucking bombed.
Everybody loves Tom Cruise, man. Think about that.
Well, he's awesome, but
the movie was
terrible.
But think about, the dude is so crazy, but he's so good as an actor that we forgive the crazy.
Exactly.
That is an extremely talented, charismatic actor,
one of the best action stars. Still, I mean, like, dude, the Mission Impossible movies keep getting better. I loved the last one.
I didn't get to see all of it. I saw it halfway through on an airplane.
So good. Like, yeah, I mean, fuck, man. For his age, I mean, I don't even know how old Tom Cruise is.
He's like in his 50s. He's like 56. Yeah,
doing all sorts of crazy shit, man. He learned how to fly a fucking helicopter just for this.
You heard about the stories of, like, he has a Scientology healer on set in case he gets
hurt.
That's why he's comfortable doing his own stunts. Did you watch the Scientology documentary?
No, I did not. Dude, I heard about it, but I never got around to watching it.
They go in depth with the Tom Cruise shit, man. He is like one of their leaders. He is fucking hailed as a god amongst his own.
What's crazy to me is because, like, Tom Cruise in interviews just seems like such a normal, down-to-earth guy.
Yeah.
He doesn't seem like he would just be into Scientology.
That's how it's gets weird. You. That's because he's so charismatic. He's like, dude, have you seen... Surely you've heard of Tom Cruise going crazy on Oprah.
Yes.
Because he's in love.
I'm in love with...
Dude, the crowd is eating that shit up. Like, go back. It's not just that he's doing it that's crazy.
Yeah.
It's that every time he goes, woo, the crowd goes, ah, like, they're so happy. And they don't even know what he's talking about.
It's like everybody's just fucking trance, dude.
Yeah. Their girl's going crazy, and every time he fucking, like, pounds the ground or something, you just hear a vagina, like, breaking. Just,
oh, my God, Tom.
And Oprah's just like, Tom Cruise, ladies and gentlemen. Tom fucking Cruise.
I'm in love with Tom Cruise.
And then when he's just like, yeah, I'm in love, jumping on the stadium and stuff, he's like, well, let's bring her out here. He grabs her, picks her up so she's not really allowed to leave, and he brings up, I love her. Yeah. Yeah, woo! It is insanity.
You see her visibly, like, uncomfortable. Yeah. Like, just like, she's I kind of. Holy shit. All right, Tom, I kind of want to leave. All right! Yeah.
And the crowd's just like, ah, hoo, ah, hoo, ah, hoo.
They're just dancing all around her.
Dude, he's an alien.
He is not of this world. That's for sure.
Top 5 Tom Cruise movies of all time.
Fuck. Top Gun.
All right.
I would say, I'm just throwing Mission Impossible in there, one of them.
Okay.
Shit, dude, there's a lot of Tom Cruise movies I forgot about.
That's all he starred in. Ever. Minority Report.
Oh, yeah, Collateral. Did you ever see that one with Jamie Foxx?
I did.
That was amazing. Definitely top 5. Yeah, Minority Report, and I don't know if it'd be my top 5, but I thought it was pretty underrated, War of the Worlds. Yeah. I mean, it wasn't like... I liked it more than most, but, I mean, I understand it wasn't everyone's favorite. But, he's been in a lot of movies, man. Yeah. I don't know.
He probably stays the busiest.
Yeah. Dude, how about that, new Tarantino movie?
I was just about to bring
up. Oh, my God,
it's
man.
It's time, finally.
Dude, I cannot wait.
We've been hearing about this movie for so long.
Yes. Fucking Brad Pitt, Leo, Margot Robbie.
Yeah.
It's going to be amazing. I mean, I love... I'm definitely unashamedly... Like, Tarantino's... Oh, yeah. Like,
definitely
huge
Tarantino fanboy.
Fan.
Yeah. Definitely a huge Tarantino fanboy.
He can do no wrong. Even though, like... Yeah, The Hateful Eight was probably, like, my least favorite, but I still really liked it.
Though. The Hateful Eight is just the least rewatchable.
Yeah. I still really liked the movie, but, you know...
It was a fun experience at the time.
But I feel like they said this movie is the most like Pulp Fiction.
Hell yeah.
You know, kind of, I guess, goes back to that style, but...
Is that your favorite?
Yeah. I know yours is Reservoir Dogs.
Yeah, man. I love Reservoir Dogs.
I mean, that's great too, dude. I love Reservoir Dogs. I mean, I love pretty much every Tarantino movie.
I love anything heist.
Yes.
It's my guilty pleasure. Like, I watched... 5 seasons of Leverage, knowing it was a shitty show. But I just liked it, man. The jazz music starts playing.
Man, I
have
to say
there's
that.
A trick.
You always like watch some off the wall random shit, man. Like you like some of the stuff you tell me, I'm like, oh, okay, that's random. But like shows that you'll dig up that like got canceled like 5 years ago.
Yeah, sometimes I dive a little I dive a little deep.
Yeah. I mean
I've been sticking pretty mainstream recently though.
Yeah.
Well, there's been a couple notable. Sharp Objects was fun.
Yeah, it was, did you, like, what did you think of the ending?
That was pretty bizarre.
It was, it seemed very abrupt.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I like the style. Yeah. Of how it was all shot.
I mean, mainly, pretty much all it has to say is HBO, and I'm going to watch it, or anything new. Like, I really wanted to watch The Deuce, and didn't it get canceled?
Maybe.
I think I heard it. I thought you said it might, I don't know. Somebody said it was canceled. But Game of Thrones is over. Not a huge fan of Westworld.
It's so bland. I just feel so bland.
I know, man. And that's a show that I want to like so fucking much, dude. But I just could not get into it.
I'm hopeful for the Watchmen thing, but from what you've told me, I don't know if that's...
Yeah, I mean, it's not 100% sure, like, because it is completely new material.
Right.
So, we'll see. I mean, it might end up being really great or really bad.
The Inhumans trailer.
Oh, no. That's just, we knew. And I was like, oh, that is...
We knew immediately as soon as that Inhumans trailer
hit.
That does like,
not look good.
No. It looks horrible.
Oh, my. It was so cheaply made. Like, it just looked like everybody was fucking cosplaying.
Yeah.
And it just looked...
Looked very bizarre.
Yes. And that is definitely how I felt about the Batwoman trailer.
That was
weird. Holy shit. Which you just...
I just...
Just watched, by the way.
Yeah.
Have you had more time to let sink in, to think about it?
Yeah.
You know, so still feel the same?
Like my friend Ben Compton says, one word, 5 letters. Trash.
That's it.
That's it.
That's all there needs to be said is trash.
Garbage.
Just garbage, man.
But let's see, what else is there? I'm trying to think of anything else I've been watching.
Dude,
it's so sporadic for me.
Did you check out Love, Death, and Robots?
No, I should.
Yeah, it's kind of, it's really cool. Like, each episode is a different animation style.
Uh-huh.
And, I mean, it's its own story. And right. Some are like 20 minutes, some are like 10 minutes.
Right.
You know, it just varies. They're all completely different.
Gotcha.
But it's pretty cool, man.
Hell yeah. It's on Netflix?
Yeah, on Netflix.
Is it like a Netflix original?
Mm-hmm.
Netflix not afraid to go out there, man.
Yeah, dude. I mean, soon that's all Netflix is going to have. It's just their original shit. Everything else is going to be taken away.
That's crazy, man. There's so many streaming services.
Yeah. Oh, my God, dude. I have fucking Netflix, Hulu, Amazon, the DC streaming service. And then there's the Disney one.
Right.
Like, there's so many.
Dude, you know they're saying that the next, like, Xbox and the next PlayStation is just going to be like that?
Really?
Like a Netflix-esque of video games?
Oh, my God. I mean, I'm not surprised at this fucking point, man.
Google's getting into the console game.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. We got some interesting shit on the horizon, man.
Oh, shit. Since when? Is that just, like, in the very early...
That's in the very early stages. Yeah. But, dude, this is the last year of this generation of consoles.
That's right, man. Are you...
It's already been that long again. Do you remember when it went from fucking... Dude, I thought the Xbox 360 was, like, that was the future. Dude. I thought the Xbox 360 was the craziest thing I've ever seen.
Dude, RIP my Xbox, bro. I had to sell my 360 to pay for fucking rent.
Damn, man.
That was some dark times in my life, man.
That was sad.
That was on fucking Wall Street, dude. Man.
That's still... The Xbox 360, all the games that came out for it, that might be one of the best consoles of all time.
I agree. I think still personally my favorite would probably be the PS2.
PS2 is...
Man.
Is amazing.
There were so many games.
That's what was so crazy about the PlayStation was, like, you could go to Blockbuster and there'd always be some random games.
Yes.
Like there would always be new games for
every
this.
Tony Hawk game. Hawk Underground, Underground 2, Need for Speed Underground.
Yeah.
Like, I played Twisted Metal Black.
Need for Speed Underground 2.
Yes. It was amazing. And I've talked about this several times, but, like, I loved the Medal of Honor games when they first came out. And I just remember when you're playing, I think it was called Medal of Honor Frontline, the D-Day scene and the opening scene. It was always so fucking intense to me. Yeah. Like, it just seemed like Saving Private Ryan. Like, oh my god, dude, so much shit is happening. I went back and watched it, and like, wow. There's hardly,
The graphics
are just not that great. There's not that many people shooting at you as you remember. There's like one or two dead bodies laying around.
Yeah, it's not quite as great.
It's like, oh damn.
Yeah.
It was kind of like, what was that, Goldfinger?
Yeah, the Goldfinger game.
Yeah, it's like, oh, yeah, definitely nostalgia was...
Yeah. It's crazy, though, man. That's, it's going to be interesting to see where video games go.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely am getting a PlayStation. I had the Xbox, but I want to sell it. You have a PlayStation 4, right?
I have a PlayStation 4.
Yeah, that's definitely what I want. They got the best exclusives, man.
Yeah, dude.
I mean, what?
Lot of fighting game exclusives, too.
I mean, fuck, you got God of War, Spider-Man, Last of Us, all sorts of shit. But, yeah, I'm definitely going to get that eventually. I'd like to have both of them.
Man. There's so many games that, like, I really want to get into, but it would be such a selfish use of my time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that, I had to sell Fallout. Fallout 4.
Because
I was so consumed by it, I was just like, dude, I can't, like, this is too intense. This is so immersive.
It is overwhelming. I do have to agree with you. Like, when you have games like that, you know, Skyrim, like, you have to put a lot of hours into those games.
You can't just pick up and play it. Which is why I've always liked fighting games.
Yeah, and Grand Theft Auto.
obviously. Grand Theft Auto, number one time killer of all time.
You can put in Grand Theft Auto any time of the fucking day.
Yeah.
I mean, not every day, all day, but, like, really, just anytime you're at a friend's house, it's like, want to play Grand Theft Auto? Sure. I want to drive around and kill some people.
Yeah. It never fails to produce a good time.
Yeah. It's always a great party game.
It is. No, it is.
Like, let's take turns running over, like, people.
And there's just such weird shit you can do. Like, you can go out into the ocean and get eaten by a shark.
Yes. Oh, my God, which took me forever, dude. It took me how long? Like, a fucking hour?
That was trippy. You were just going further and
forever.
Further.
Like, we're just sitting there, like, just passing the bowl of the, like, you know, fucking joint. Like, over and over and just kept... I'm like, dude, we're, like, 30 minutes in, man. Finally, though, don't know how long it took. That shark ate me.
And we were all happy.
Yes. Feel like we actually accomplished something.
I remember that's what back in what was the name of the street that you and Daisy had a house on?
It was Wall Street.
Wall Street.
Yeah.
The Wall Street days, man. Playing video games. It was either Grand Theft Auto 4 or it was Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, or Jason would show up with Batman.
Yeah.
Or he would either, I would wake up and Jason would be in my house, or I would show up from work and Jason would be in my house just playing Batman. It's like, Jason, I hate you. But, I mean, yeah, dude, that was kind of like the house to go to back in the day, man.
Yeah.
Like, I do miss those days. You had the fucking shed, they would go and burn shit in, and then the living room that we attempted to do Insanity.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. And that
what
was
a stupid idea.
That was a fucking disaster. That was a train wreck.
That was crazy. We were all trying not to bump into each other.
One by one, we folded.
Yeah.
Like, we eliminated ourselves. Like, first it was, wait, who all was, it was me, you, Marty, Josh Miller, and who else? There was a fifth person. Was it Jason? Did Jason try?
Jason tried, yeah.
Jason was the first one.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, of course.
No surpri- weak.
No,
weak.
No surprise there.
Weak.
Weak.
Hey, I got one for you. Hey, I got one for you.
Wow.
Anyway.
Anyways. Yeah, it was first Jason.
It was Jason,
then
Josh Miller.
Josh Miller. Well, me and Josh Miller kind of quit at the same time, and then it was you and Marty.
Yeah.
Who was the last one?
I won.
You won?
I won.
Didn't you say that you were getting fatter doing Insanity?
Because I would do Insanity, and then I would have,
go to fucking Wendy's.
I would have two Wendy's burgers and fucking scarf them down.
Like, and you didn't even tell me that at first. You're just like, yeah, man, I'm working out, like, every day, and I don't understand, like, what's going on, and I'm like, well, fuck, man. Like, what's your diet like? And you're just like, oh, I mean, I'm still eating, like, Taco Bell and Wendy's. I'm like, well, that's probably your fucking issue.
I just heard a rumor on the internet. It's just like, yeah, you need to consume, like, a 4,000 calorie daily
it's
meal
like,
for
let me
Insanity.
Go get a fucking
so I would just
fucking
just eat and eat. But that's what we all did.
Like,
that's
dude,
what we all did.
One though. Meal at Wendy's is literally
ruins
like,
all your hard work. Ruins all your hard work.
I remember the first day of Insanity, we were like, man, I really could use a cigarette right now. Let's go get a fucking cheeseburger or something.
And we did. We went to Wendy's.
Yeah, we did. Like, did we learn nothing?
We tried to be cool and hang out with Smoothie King every once in a while, trying to get healthy.
Yeah, food. Like, I think I went there twice.
Yeah, and I would, but it's like, I would, oh, I'll get a healthy choice. Yeah, can you just load it with peanut butter and fucking
you
ice cream?
Get the most unhealthy smoothie here. Like, okay, I think we're good. So, wait, like, how many weeks did you actually, like, accomplish or complete?
Definitely not. You know what? You don't get to ask me that question, dude.
No, I'm
genuinely
asking.
Josh Miller and everyone else got to go out and have a great time. Meanwhile, I'm just chilling at home. Or I'm chilling at fucking Robbie's house. Robbie's in the other room. He's not talking to me because it's a complete shit show.
Oh, shit. Was that during... Oh my god!
And then I had to do Insanity. I had to ask. I had to ask Robbie, "Hey, can I borrow your TV
so I can
put it in the living
out.
Room and work out?"
Oh my god! Well, me and Jason were like having a great time, like getting drunk.
Oh
and,
my god,
man!
And you called me, and I said hello, and you said, "Hey, are you awake?" I said, "Yeah, Tyler." I just said hello.
He was like, "Hey, what's up?" I'm like, "Hey, are you awake?"
Insanity, like, man.
Christ,
it got
man.
So hot. It got so sweaty. No one could bear it.
Dude, the fact... I still can't believe the five of us tried to do that in my living room.
All at once.
Like, that was a terrible idea.
It was horrible.
Like, that room, you could just see, like, fucking from the ceiling, like sweat was dripping.
Oh, my God. It was just so... Dude, one time, like, fucking Jeremy and his girlfriend came over, and I was just in my boxers. I'm so hot. I'm sorry. I can't. This is so devastating.
You're going to have to accept
this. Yeah, you're
going
to have to just accept it. I do not mean this as a sexual, aggressive move at all. You just might see my taint.
Just I'm going through
You're
going
to see my taint.
Like, no, you're definitely
look at me.
Going.
Look at me.
Look at
me.
Look me in the eyes right now. You're going to see my taint.
And when you do, don't say a goddamn thing.
Boy.
Ready. Okay, the Insanity workout leader was pretty flamboyant.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, wow, I never really thought about that.
Yeah.
I was always just kind of like thinking that it was bullshit that the warm-ups were almost just as hard as the actual workout itself. He's like, all right, now let's get to working
shake
out.
Shake it off.
Like,
let's do it.
That was like 30 minutes of just fucking stretching.
It's 30 minutes of exhausting.
He's like, oh my God, now the workout is starting. Like, I'm going to kill myself.
A lot of shit happened in that house, man.
Yes, dude. Oh my God, you lived with me for a month?
Wow.
And I contemplated, like, murdering you every single night.
It got pretty tense at some point.
Yes. That last week, dude, it was like we were in the fucking real world house. Like, there's definitely some fucking drama going on.
Dude, it just seemed like there was always drama going around.
Yes.
In that, like, either Josh Miller was going through something.
It really
or
did.
Or Ken was going through something, or Jason was, or me and you were, or one thing from Shane and fucking Sarah.
It
Beth,
really
or,
did seem like we were living in, like, one of those houses. Like, yeah. We were in a reality TV show, yeah. Big Brother Real World situation. There were so many instances where...
Jeremy was still, like, holier than thou.
Oh, my God, dude. Like, Shane.
Shane was
my
a...
My boy Shane.
Shane was a fucking... He was a mess.
Because he was kind of staying with me at one point, and then they're just like, hey, guess what? Shane's went to jail.
Like, holy shit.
I'm like, oh, my God, dude. What is happening? I hated you. Went to kill you.
Jason was getting stalked by a serial killer.
Oh, my God. Manveer would just appear randomly in my house.
Didn't you say one time you woke up and he was
staring
over
his bed? I woke up and he was standing over me. It's like, Manveer, what the fuck are you doing in my house?
Dude, I remember one time Manveer pulled up and we turned the lights off in the shed and just pretended that we weren't there.
Yeah, and then...
And when he walked in and saw us, we were like, surprise!
We played off as a joke, like, oh, hey!
Got you! Hey, what's up, dude? We were so desperate to see if maybe he just went...
Oh, my God, dude. They were just so... Wait, were you... No, you didn't film the movie.
No, there. I was not there.
Oh, my God.
And so much controversy sprung from it, because there was cursing in it.
There apparently was not cursing in there.
So says Marty.
Yeah. Well, go back. We have evidence. Well, I don't have evidence. Jeremy does. I think.
You think?
Maybe. He used to.
He used to have a CSI Miami bag yes. of little evidence.
Oh... That was fun, though, man. That was, there was a lot of great times. There were good times, bad times. Oh, my God. We literally were partying at the next house over, and Daisy got super pissed off.
Dude, that was crazy. Because
he brought in a fucking cigarette in the house, which, I mean, you were in and out. But,
yeah. He could smell it. He was just like,
he was so pissed off. Dude, we were trashed that night, man.
Yeah, that was crazy.
I think that was the first night that I ever saw you drunk, right?
Maybe.
I think, like, because up until that point, like, we kept fighting and fighting to try to make you remain...
Yeah, pure.
Pure.
Despite what I would usually
despite
say.
Despite everything that you would still do, just like, no, we have to do what's right for Mama Debbie. And then that night... I was just like, fuck it, man. If he wants to get fucked up.
I remember one time I was trying to get drunk at one of those Christmas parties, and I ran into you going out the door, and you looked at the beer, and you're like, what is this? What the fuck is this? And you grabbed it, and you chugged it right from me, crumpled the cup, and walked away.
I was pretty proud of that moment, I'm not going to lie.
It was aggressive. It was aggro.
That was, oh my God. So many stuff happened. Could not stop playing beer pong that night. I swear I played like fucking 20 games of that.
Really?
Jason was puking by the tree. The dog started eating his puke, and then he puked again. It's like, oh God, that's great.
Jesus.
And I almost started puking because I witnessed it.
Oh my God. You did the milk challenge at one point, didn't you?
You did too?
Yeah. I don't know how many times you did, but I remember you, me, and Jason... And who's it? Shane did it?
It was just us three.
Was it just us three?
Yeah, it was. It was at Jason's house. And I think, hold on. You were the... Wait, who was the last one to throw up?
I think... No, I remember you threw up, so I threw up.
You were the last one to throw up. Yeah. I drank the most.
Right.
Out of mine.
Yeah.
Jason failed on both fronts. He was the first one to puke, and he drank the least. Dude, I projectile vomited all over my fucking shoe, man. Dude. And I just remember, like, I think it was...
It's such a humiliating feeling to know, like, that you're not in control.
And the fact that we did all that for fucking nothing.
For a waste.
Not a goddamn thing. And what sucked was Sarah Beth, like, and me were talking afterwards, and I forgot what it was. It was like... something serious, and yeah. I felt absolutely terrible. Like, my insides, dude, I could not explain to you what was going on, and I was trying to listen to what she was trying to tell me. I'm just like, I want to kill myself. Oh, yeah, go ahead. Like, God.
Like that one time God punished you for watching The Human Centipede 2?
Jesus. I still think back to that. I still have nightmares.
That was such a cruel world you were subjected to, man.
That was
horrible. Watched a fucked up movie and then you just started throwing up.
I know, man. Like, that was a pretty weird... That was during the Wall Street days.
Yeah.
Like, whenever... Because, I mean, we didn't watch it at my house, but, like...
We watched it at my house, didn't we?
We watched it at your house, but, like, I still remember living...
Yeah.
...on Wall Street, because I was puking all night, and I was pretty much, like, hugging the toilet, like, all night.
Oh, my God.
Dude, I swear to God, every 5 minutes, exactly, I would puke.
Jesus.
Throughout the whole fucking night. It was one of the worst things I've ever experienced.
Holy shit.
Every 5 minutes.
And all you had to think about was that creepy, creepy
was
movie.
Was that the dude fucking jacking off the sandpaper? Like, it's like, what the fuck? Dude. Why did we watch that?
And we were so excited. We were like, oh my God, finally.
Yeah,
finally.
That's another thing. Why were we so excited?
We were fools.
Why? We weren't even that big of fans of the first one.
You ever watched, like, the Cthulhu mythos? Where it's just like, the explorer doesn't know what they were getting into, and they go crazy from the monster. That's what we were doing.
I mean, I think...
We didn't know what we were getting ourselves into.
Because the first one was controversial and gross.
Yeah.
And we heard this one was even more controversial and gross.
Yeah.
So we're like, oh my God, dude, it's gonna be so awesome. And, like, it was...
Keep crying, Billy. You're making Daddy's Willy harder. Oh, first line in the movie.
Oh, my God. I forgot about that.
Bro.
That was awful, dude. That just is the type of dialogue that just screams, like, fucking, like...
Forced edgy.
Just forced... Yeah, it really does. Like, oh, my God. I'm just gonna make every character be absolutely despicable.
Yeah. It's disgusting.
It's kind of how I feel about, like, Rob Zombie movies.
Yeah.
Sometimes, like, every person is just, like, white trash.
Right.
Every person acts like white trash.
Yeah.
And it's like, we get it. All of your characters are shitty people.
Way to go. What a great universe.
Man. Did you see the second Human Centipede? I mean, the third one?
I did not. I just saw the one scene.
Oh, God. Yeah, that's the only scene I saw. Definitely memorable.
Yeah. Leaves an impression.
Yeah. That's definitely a trilogy that we should, you know, watch.
Yeah, oh, my God. That's, dude, like, you'll stop losing taste. You'll start losing taste in food if you do that, man. You'll start looking at humanity in a really fucked up way.
Like, I just start fucking, like, I'm just dead on the inside. I'm just, like, I'm completely numb to everything.
You're just fucking, like, Thor. You're just playing Fortnite.
Like, I haven't seen Tyler in a while. Like, what's he been up to? I'm like, guys, what's going on, man? You're just like, hey, I know the human set. I'm like, don't
you mention that name. You're in Norway? We're like, what the fuck,
dude?
What
the fuck are you doing in Norway, dude? Yeah, like, they're shitty movies. Get the fuck over it.
But we need you to come back, and you're like, why? Because there's a fourth one.
I'm like, is there beer?
We're like, no. We're broke. We spent all of our money getting tickets to fucking Norway. Thanks, dude.
Asshole.
How about you pay for some fucking beer?
It's like, I kind of spent all my money on beer.
I kind of spent all my money moving to Norway on beer. This isn't my house. And a guy walks in. What the fuck?
Let's go.
Let's go, go, go. Well, I think we've done enough damage.
Yeah.
I feel like we took it to a lot of creative places.
Jumped around a lot.
That I feel like will be cherished for moments to come.
Cherished for seconds to come.
I look, I'm like, oh, it's not recording.
Oh, damn. I would never do another podcast with you.
That happened to you once. You've been hurt before.
Yes. Dude. How do I know that this is not going to happen again?
Well, because I'm using a better app.
Okay.
I mean, I'm using Anchor still. Okay. Anchor, brought to you by the Church of Toby.
Church of Toby.
Yeah, the Church of Toby made Anchor.
Church of Toby.
By the way, first member of the Church of Toby. Been telling Jason this, too. Jeremy Doty.
Nice. All right. Awesome. I mean, you know, I plan to be the second.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, definitely. One of these days? Maybe. Not sure.
Well, Jeremy Doty, we salute you. We hope you've had a good night.
You're better than us.
You're better than us, man. You're a good guy. And for the rest of you as well, thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.
All right.